I get my credit report.
Staying on top of my credit helped me get the best deal on my refi.
Why wait when you can instantly see your credit report online, free?
Stay on top of your credit at freecreditreport.com. Infinity Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Hey, everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay, hi, before we...
Hi.
Oh, hi, turn that thing on. There you go. That was like someone at the door and you couldn't imagine.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Before we start... choice of songs today.
Oh, good.
Two good ones that I'm sure you haven't heard of.
Help yourself. Get a good one.
One of them is by T-Rex, 20th Century Boy. The other one is by C-Train, 13 Questions.
C-Train, how many hits did they have?
That would be it. And that one even is a borderline one.
I think so.
So what do you think?
C-Train.
Okay. Uh-huh. Also...
C-Train.
C-Train, is that the train?
How could I pick anything else?
All aboard!
Is that the train our wives are on?
Just I got a bunch of ticket.
Listen...
Just get off the C-Train.
We are also attempting to redo our library of tapes and go from analog like this to digital like this.
Oh, it's practically done.
So let's start with Animal House. Here is one of the old Animal House tapes.
It's Mr. Thoughtful with a dozen roses for you.
Quality's not too great.
A little muddy. Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is the same one, but it's another cut from Animal House, which is now in digital.
This meeting of the Disciplinary Council will now come to order.
We'll waive minutes and proceed directly with charges against
Bill O'Reilly,
Sergeant at Arms.
Oh, that's much
Sergeant
better.
At Arms.
That's much better.
Sergeant at Arms. Niedermeyer.
Okay, again, here's one of the old ones.
Mm-hmm. May I have 10,000 marbles, please?
That one barely gets through the machine.
Dingy and dull.
Let's hear one of the new ones. Bill O'Reilly.
I'd like to address these charges one at a time.
Bill O'Reilly.
May.
Fresh and crisp.
Okay, here's another one. Again, I bet this one sounds old and muddy.
You're all worthless and weak. Now drop and give me 20.
Classic. That is a classic.
It's a great one. We got to get it on digital, though. Here's another clean one.
That for the fifth consecutive semester...
Bill O'Reilly?
...has achieved the deficient aggregate grade point average.
I love it. I love Bill O'Reilly working his way in the Animal House.
Maybe we even need the setups anymore.
No. May I have 10,000 marbles, please?
Okay, you get it. That one sounds bad.
Analog.
That's bad analog. Here's digital.
That Bill O'Reilly routinely provided dangerous narcotic diet pills to its members during...
That's not true!
Not another word!
Bill O'Reilly?
During midterm examination week.
Just one more. So this would be the old one, done on the analog.
You didn't guess what I am now. I'm a zit.
See, and that one even at the end, when I'm
like a sight guy.
And here's one of the new ones.
Robert Hoover will speak on behalf of
Bill O'Reilly.
Tim Matheson.
I don't think you can fully judge
Bill O'Reilly
without looking at the positive qualities.
Bill O'Reilly
has a long tradition of existence to its members and to the community at large.
I think we've heard enough, Mr. Chairman.
And it wasn't Tim Matheson, it was the other guy, the red-haired guy.
Yeah, but we know you. Right. The big, goofy, almost Judge Reinhold-looking redhead
exactly.
guy.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you, bad mouth.
Bill O'Reilly.
Gentlemen.
I'll walk out.
Do we get the warmer on here?
All right.
Oh, we don't get warmer talking.
Hold on.
Digital warmer?
There's only like 18,000 cuts. Let's just hear one more.
I'm not walking out on this one, mister.
That's the one.
You're finished. One
more. Bill O'Reilly.
You bought it this time, buster.
Much better.
Dean Wormer. All right, good. So slowly you'll hear those as they start to collect in our library.
And, of course, it should be pointed out that all of the digital sound effects that we have on this show now will feature Bill O'Reilly, the kind of digital equipment we have.
The old ones just sounded so bad, and these are so crisp and clear.
Hi, I'm Shelley Dubinsky, Fawn's roommate.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, Manhurst, Fawn's fiancé. Well, actually, we're engaged to be engaged. What's the matter with everyone around here?
Why don't we sit down?
Bill O'Reilly?
I don't know how to tell you, so I'm just going to tell you. Fawn's dead.
The Don and Mike Show.
Decided to go with T-Rex instead.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Why'd
you even ask me that?
I just thought it's a little more mainstream.
Well, you picked the two.
I don't want to be Jack FM or anything.
Oh, okay. I don't even know the one you made me pick.
How do you get more mainstream than T-Rex?
All right, we can play the other one. Although I dig this one by T-Rex as well. Two good ones to start. I'll tell you this, though, about that Jack FM crap.
Yeah.
That's a good song, 20th Century Boy. Had a chance over the weekend going up to the ocean to listen to that in Baltimore. And while they are playing, I guess, different songs than they used to, it's instead of a list of 500 songs, it's a list of 1,000 songs.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I find interesting is I'm a radiophile, a radio junkie, been working full-time in radio over 30 years, and I remember back in the day, Buzz, you may remember this.
I'm sure.
There was a jingle package made for the RKO stations called, it was the U package.
Yes.
And it had a bunch of ba da ba 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 ba. And here was the message. You are the reason we do what we do. We do it for you on 68 RKO.
Right.
And it was like, there were stations all over America buying this package. Mm-hmm. You are the reason. Well, they got the same thing on this Jack FM, except now they've just turned it around and it says, we are the reason we play what we play. We play what we say on Jack FM.
Wow.
And what's really funny and ironic to me is that whenever that jingle was introduced 30 years ago, what they were saying back then was a lie,
yeah.
And what they're saying now is really true. That
right.
And the you in the equation, you the listener, never really became a part of it.
No, not at all.
It was never ever about what a listener wanted.
No.
It was always about what some stupid program director wanted.
It was the PD.
Right. He is the reason we do what we do. We do it for him on Cameron Gray.
I'll tell you, that's honest. On Cameron Radio.
Cameron.
Cameron Gray.
You're listening to Cameron.
Our program director, Cameron Gray. You even think he's upstairs at his desk right now?
Sure he is.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. Scribbling away.
Yeah, very busy.
But he's here. He's got to be here. Because the other guy's here. Listening to the show, taking notes.
Yes, listen, listen, listen. Improve, improve, improve.
Scritch, scritch, scritch.
All right, we'll call him now.
Get better, people.
The alleged program director.
Constant and never-ending improvement.
With his beard?
With everything.
Oh. Everything.
Life, pain, radio.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is that thing with the telephones, right?
Telephone.
Yeah, they don't work. Are there cameras on them?
Well, there you are.
Cameras mounted on all the phones.
Cameras work fine.
We see who's dialing.
If we learned sign language, we could communicate.
Now, I got some frantic emails from Beth Ann. Hello?
Hi, Beth Ann.
Over the weekend?
Uh-huh.
About how the phones don't work, and if I try to call... This was an email sent on Saturday.
All capital letters, lots of exclamation points.
Saying, if I try to call her an extension, whatever it is,
uh-huh.
I've got to use extension, whatever it is instead. Meanwhile, I'm not going
to... Cameron Gray, WJFK Operations Director. Sorry, I missed your call. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thanks for calling.
You must be busy.
Hey, Tool Cameron, just... Had a question for you. What would you think about starting the show with today? C-Train, their mid-chart 13 questions, or a deep track by T-Rex, 20th Century Boy?
We do it for you.
Yep, that's what I thought.
Thank you, Cameron.
What do you think, Tool Time? Bye-bye.
Cameron.
Bye-bye.
And as soon as he calls back, we can start the show, right?
I really don't have an opinion.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The other one's so much better.
This is a great one-hit wonder.
Deep in the darkest hour.
of a very heavy weed.
But you don't like this one either?
I hate that one. I didn't know. I like the other one.
It's funky.
You like 20th,
I like the other one better.
You like 20th Century Boy better.
Much better.
You don't like violin, fuel, fusion rock?
I'm telling you, this is a great one-hit wonder.
I love this song.
Let it go to the... No?
Record.
Okay.
George Martin produced it.
Hey, your phone's ringing.
I wonder who it is.
I'll bet it's Cameron.
Hello?
Oh, missed it.
Was that hang up? Okay, so we're back to 20th Century Boy.
I love that.
Do you?
Compared to that other thing.
Hey,
that
come
other
on.
Thing was like, when I'm here,
come on.
All the words.
Don't be hating on that, Mike.
I'm a hater.
Don't be hating now.
I'm a hater.
BBH.
I am a hater. Don't I have a lot of friends hater. That call me the hater.
Oh, God.
That's, seriously, that's my nickname.
What would they do if they met me?
And it centers around music, though.
Here comes the hater.
Phone's
hate
ringing.
Everything.
Oh, again?
I'll call.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, it's the inside line. It's the program director.
Cameron.
Hello.
Cameron.
Hi.
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
What do you think about either 13 Questions by C-Train or 20th Century Boy by T-Rex?
Sounds like a by the numbers weekend.
Which would you open with?
I like T-Rex better.
There you go. Good call.
Could you name it? I mean, could you sing it? Could you hum it?
No, I'm sorry.
20th Century Boy. What executive decisions have you made thus far today? It's a Tuesday and feels like a Monday.
It's a fresh off a holiday weekend. Lots of things to be done, I'm sure.
Nothing executive level yet. It's been a quiet day.
And Hughes is here, right?
He is.
How are things in his pants?
Aromatic.
Okay.
Aromatic.
Thank you, Cameron.
Goodbye.
Enjoy.
Okay. Well, y'all
eventually develop the same system of communicating with us, which is curt, quick answers,
yes.
and jumping off the phone as soon as humanly possible.
Let's start the show. I'm changing the song.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Are you going to be hating on some Wilson Pickett now?
Anthony Fedorov, ladies and gentlemen.
Come on, Mike. It's Wilson Pickett, for God's sake.
I know it is.
It's another number song.
867-5309, right?
That's Jenny, isn't it?
634-5789.
That's right. 634-5789.
Well, now it's not a sing-along, Mike.
Oh.
634-5789.
We'll have none of that.
That was so much fun.
This is a place of business.
That.
It was so much fun, though.
We're starting a goddamn show today.
Oh, no. I was caught up in it when that part came on. That'll be another song with numbers in it.
When there's a song that you like.
Prior to that, it just sounded like another Fedorov song.
I like when Mike sings like...